Hey, what's going on, guys? Sean here, CEO and founder of the Agency Alliance. I got my business partner, Doug, with me. And today we're going to talk about something that I really haven't talked about for the last couple of years, but I think is extremely, extremely important. And we're really excited about a new opportunity and a new program that we're putting together around this topic. The new program is Referral Masters. And over the last 2 years, I've actually been part of the executive team for the nation's number one home services concierge technology. And it has been a crazy, crazy busy 2 years. I've worked with some of the largest partnerships in the industry, from mortgage lenders to real estate companies, to property managers, to the largest builder on the planet. They build over 65,000 homes annually, to the largest corporate relocation companies in North America. Currently, as we sit here today, our platform is servicing over 35,000 new home buyers every single month. And in this process, I've had the opportunity to work with hundreds upon hundreds of partners in the real estate world and the mortgage world, and really understanding their industry and what's important to them. And this has come full circle to our insurance mastermind in understanding what's important and how to grow your agency through referral partnerships. I mean, we all know there, and there's no secret, that the best way to grow an insurance agency and the most profitable way to grow an insurance agency is through strategic partnerships with the very people that our technology is working with: real estate agents, loan officers, property managers, builders, corporate relocation companies. This is the way to grow an agency. And it's no secret, and it's not, the problem isn't that agents don't understand this. I think inherently we all know what to do. We just don't understand how to do it or have any sort of system or blueprint in how to make that happen. And in 2013, excuse me, I actually launched my first mastermind teaching agents across the country how to get in front of mortgage lenders and real estate agents and partner with them. And at the time, this was 6 years ago, Facebook was a key ingredient to doing that. Generating Facebook leads was a way to get in front of and have a new conversation and wow top mortgage lenders and real estate agents. Back in 2013, 6 years ago, top realtors and mortgage lenders didn't have any idea how to generate leads. This was like a new thing. You got to remember, paid ads didn't start until 2011 with Facebook. So it was a very new system. Today, I've taught thousands of agents how to generate leads. And there's an untold number of masterminds targeting realtors, teaching them how to generate leads on Facebook. And today, when I sit down, and as I've partnered and put together 285 strategic partnerships in the mortgage and real estate world, absolutely zero, none of them said that today Facebook leads is an important part of their business growth strategy. It just isn't. And the unfortunate part today is that we still have insurance agents running around the marketplace thinking that running Facebook ads for real estate agents and lenders is the way to get in front of them and to get their foot in the door and to solidify and attract top mortgage lenders and realtors, when that couldn't be further from the truth. I can tell you, because I've done it. I've been in this industry, in the trenches, setting up these partnerships for the last 2 years. And yes, today you can go out and generate leads and attract partnerships in that way, but you're going to attract the bottom feeders. You're going to attract mortgage lenders and realtors who, if they don't know how to generate their own leads at this point, is that really somebody that you want to work with? I don't think so. Doug here, he's had a, he's been part of the captive world and the independent world, and also built two agencies on the backs of these types of relationships. Just the way that I did. When I was selling insurance back in 2011, I was a rookie of the year. It's my plaque right there. I was the number one homeowner producer out of 1,500 agents that were hired that year. I sold more homeowners policies, all through strategic partnerships with mortgage lenders and realtors. Did over $1 million in new business premium doing exactly what I'm telling you, is partnering with these folks. The thing is that over the last 6 years, the marketplace has changed, and bringing value today is different than it was 6 years ago. I mean, Doug, can you speak on that? I mean, what's your experience?
Yeah, it's definitely a different world. You know, anybody who's ran Facebook ads knows that just from a straight Facebook ad standpoint, it's a different world. You know, back in 2013, 14, 15, you know, you could run a homeowner's ad specifically targeted to people interested in purchasing a new home, and you could get $1, $2 leads. Now, I mean, you can't even target that directly. You have to target it indirectly. And then when you do target it indirectly, it's going to cost, you know, double that, if not more. So, I mean, just from that standpoint alone, the world has changed. And the reality is when we look at using Facebook advertising for referrals, we've got to look at the bigger picture too of what does your referral partner want? And one of the main things that I think we fail to ask in the insurance world a lot of times is going into these referral partnerships, instead of telling them what we can provide, asking them what they would want from us. Because the reality is as much as the world's changed in insurance from a sales standpoint and from a lead generation standpoint, it's changed just as much in the real estate and mortgage world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you've set up partnerships with top mortgage lenders and realtors on the captive and independent side. I mean, we talked about this earlier, and how many of your top producers were excited that you could generate Facebook leads?
The top ones, zero. Anybody who was doing above average, you know, good to great, as far as what they were generating every month, they weren't interested in referrals. They were interested in relationships, and they were interested in connections with real estate agents who were going to give them a direct referral. They weren't interested in getting Facebook leads. The reality is it's great that you can provide them a free lead, but it's not really a free lead to them. They have to pay for the man hours for that person to be reached. They have to pay for the paperwork for them to get pre-qualified, somebody to do that. They've got to pay somebody's hours to follow up with them if they don't answer the first time. So the reality is it is costing them money to get a lead versus a referral straight from a realtor. There's a motivation on all ends to get that loan pre-qualified and through and done. And that's somebody who's actively wanting to do something today. It's not somebody who hopefully 6 months from now can do something, or maybe will put it off for a couple weeks because they're not really shopping. They just want to see what's out there. It's somebody who's ready to go, wants to go look at houses this weekend. And so that's a completely different ball game for them. And that's really what they want. And so, you know, I was telling Sean earlier, it's very much like the insurance side. If Facebook leads were the end all for insurance agents, we wouldn't be looking for referrals from loan officers, realtors, car salesmen, whoever it might be that you're looking for referrals from. You would just put more money at Facebook ads and do more volume, and it would be that simple. The reality is it's not, because we all know we can throw up an employer ad to a high volume employer, get $2 leads, and we're going to sift through those and find the ones that are the quote unquote perfect client. It's the same game on the mortgage side. And so just because they're not paying for the leads doesn't mean that they don't have to sift through the same garbage. And so to find those perfect customers or where they are in the pipeline. And so the reality is we're going to them asking for them to refer us the unicorn client, but yet we're not giving them anywhere close to the same value because we never asked the question of what is of value to you.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, at the end of the day, when we're going after these loan officers and real estate agents, we're going after their referrals, right? We're not going to partner with them to say, hey, send me some leads. We're going after them for referrals. But then, like Doug said, we're bringing them leads. It's not a fair exchange. And the point that I want to make, though, is I'm not saying that you're doing any harm by being able to generate leads for your mortgage lender partners as an insurance agent and your real estate partners. I think that's the status quo. That's a bare minimum. You should be able to do that, because if you can't, somebody else can. If you want to really, though, make a big impact and get top producers, you're going to have to bring more than Facebook leads to the table. In fact, I'm going to suggest, and I think that you'll find after going through our program and you start working with top lenders, that they're not going to have any interest in your fucking Facebook leads. Because you got somebody, and when I'm talking about top lenders, I'm not talking about somebody who's doing 5 deals a month, 10 deals a month. I'm talking about lenders that are doing 25, 50, 100, 500 deals a month. And yes, they're out there. The problem is, I think most of us in the insurance game have a small mindset, and we think that we have killed the game because we got a referral partner who does 4 or 5 mortgage loans a month. Like, that guy's barely paying his fucking bills. You don't want to work with that guy. Because imagine that's not going to pay your bills. We're in a volume business. As an insurance agent, you're not going to make a living off of a mortgage lender that closes 5 loans a month. You're going to have to go and find 10 of those, 20 of those guys for you to make a decent living. And what we're talking about here is having access to a technology that is attracting mortgage lenders and realtors from the top down. This whole Facebook lead gain, you're working from the bottom up. You're working with guys who, if you say, hey, I've got Facebook leads and people are knocking down your door and they're excited about it, guess what? That means they don't have any. They don't have any business to give you. The whole idea of landing a realtor or mortgage lender referral partner is that they have business to give you. And I'm telling you right now, if you're exciting mortgage lenders and realtors with your Facebook leads, they don't have shit to give you. And what you need to do is take things to the next level. Stop working with that, with brand new agents who don't understand how to build their business. I mean, think about it. You've got a mortgage lender or real estate agent who is coming to you as an insurance agent to help them grow their business. And you're excited about that partnership. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That would be like me as an advertising agency looking for an advertising agency to help me grow my business, or a plumber for that matter. Hey, can you get me leads so I can help these people market their business, yet I don't know how to? Like, it doesn't even rationally make any sense when you really start to think about this whole strategy. And you see all these programs out there of people talking about, hey, we help you generate leads for your mortgage lender partners and it's going to change the world. And I just call bullshit on that. I think that you're working with the lower caliber of lender and realtor. When you look at what lenders want, is they want a professional who knows their shit. They know product knowledge. They have streamlined the sales process. They bring value to the client. They don't gum up the process. They're reliable, right? They have a good product, a good service, right? And then you can have access to technology like ours that is being widely adopted on a macro level across the country with some of the largest companies on the planet. We're processing hundreds of thousands of home buyers a month utilizing this technology. And if you're not a market leader, like what we're doing today with this technology is what we did in 2013 with the Facebook lead move. So Doug, I know that you had talked about a couple of other examples that of agents that you've worked with and some of the top lenders and what was, you know, what excited them about working with an insurance agent. Did you have anything else that you want to share on that?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things that when I opened the independent brokerage, there wasn't any money to put towards marketing leads for loan officers, because I needed loan officers that weren't doing 5 to 10 a month. I need loan officers that are doing 30 to 40, 45 plus a month. And so when I started to go to them and just ask the simple question of what brings value to you, what would you need from me to be your exclusive insurance provider? One, if just asking that question, they'll tell you, and I guarantee Facebook leads are not going to be on their list. Out of those loan officers that I worked with that were playing at that level, they have marketing companies that are doing more than just Facebook leads for them. That's just a piece of the pie. They're doing branding, they're doing websites, they're doing call blitzes, they're doing mailers, they're doing all of these other things on top of social media marketing, and they're bringing pre-qualified people to them. So unless you can get your people on the phone and pre-qualify the loan for them before you transfer it over, you're not bringing anywhere near the same quality of the companies they're already working with. So from that standpoint, you're not bringing value. But when I went to them and said, hey, I've got a way for concierge service or for a technology or for whatever the case may be that they were looking for to bring value to them, all of a sudden I'm their exclusive guy. And when you're talking, I saw a post earlier today, an agent that was all stoked on writing $95,000 of premium over the first 4 months of the year for off of his mortgage referral partners. That's less than $30,000 a month that he's written off his loan officers. Put that in perspective, I was getting from one LO alone, 40 to 45 referrals a month and able to write 70 to 75% of those a month. And so we're talking every single month off of one LO writing $45,000 to $50,000 of premium. So in a 4 month span, writing $95,000 in premium off of a referral partnership means nothing. Like if you're not playing at the $150,000, $200,000 a month every quarter off of your referral partnerships, you're playing small. And you can be playing way bigger because those LOs are out there. They're hungry. They're pushing their numbers, and they can definitely push your numbers as well. But you have to go to them and ask, what value can I bring you?
Yeah, and I think too, the mindset really has to shift as an insurance agent. Like you've got to start thinking about six-figure premium months. You know, I talk to so many agents who just want to add another $20,000 or $30,000 a month in premium. And that's absurd. That's asinine. You're going to spend 10 years building a book before you can finally make any decent money and live a comfortable life. Like you're hardly outpacing inflation at that level. And what, you know, our technology does is not only does it bring value to the process and help their customer experience and their client retention and puts you in a professional light and allows you to bring value through your sales process, not through your shitty Facebook leads, but the technology that is appealing to them is also appealing to the real estate agents in which they want to work with. So it's working for you on both sides. It's bringing in real estate partners, which you can then funnel to your loan officers, which is ultimately what they want, in addition to the technology. So all the way around, it's all working for you, and you're not paying for Facebook leads. I mean, my God, if you have to spend time running Facebook ads to build a real estate agent's business, you might as well spend the time running the Facebook ads building your own business. I mean, some of the smallest partners, and I just want to show a screen share here for you really quick.
While you're pulling that up, just to speak on the fact that you got to start looking at six-figure months. The reality is the adage in the insurance world has been for decades now of I want to get to $1 million book. I don't know how many agents I talked to that their first goal was to get to $1 million book. Put that in perspective, $1 million book, you're taking home commission wise on national averages $120,000 for the year. And then you've got your expenses of your computers, you've got your expenses of your staff, you've got your expenses of taxes, you've got all of these other expenses off of that. The reality is on $1 million book, you're lucky if you're taking home 60 to 65,000 of that. So the reality is we've got to stop thinking about, I want to get to $1 million book and start thinking of, how do I get to a $10 million book? How do I get to a point where I'm taking home $500,000 a year? And that's where you can come in, where if you get one loan officer that's getting you 30 to 40 loans a month, all of a sudden off of one account, you're writing $50,000+ premium a month. Now you all of a sudden are within shot with your other marketing efforts, get another LO involved through other referral networks, whatever it is, you're within shot of writing $100,000 a month. And then you're looking at, you wrote $1.2 million in your first year. And you do that every single year, you're going to get to your $1 million take home way, way, way faster than what we've been playing at as an industry.
Yeah. And I'm going to suggest that most of you watching, not only are you probably financially struggling right now, but if you don't do something drastically different, you won't be around in 3 years. Number one, you won't even be around next year. You're going to go out of business. And if you are around in 3 years, you're going to be in the same fucking spot. You're just going to be making a little bit more money, but you're still going to be struggling. And by 5 years in, all you've done is bought yourself a job. You might as well go get a job and make 50 grand a year, make 60 grand a year and be done with it and not have the headache. But as it stands, you're busting your ass, you're struggling, and it's just completely unnecessary when we have technology that we're sharing with you at your fingertips that you can actually completely change the game and make the money that you got into the business to make. I mean, you became a business owner not to be enslaved by your job. And this is an enterprise level technology that's attracting a different level, a higher caliber type of lender in real estate agent. Again, it's from the top down. So like one of our smaller accounts I'm showing you here is doing 220 deals a year. All right, if we just put some numbers to 220 deals a year as a mortgage lender, that these deals will be coming to you, 220 a year divided by 12, you're talking about 18 loans a month, right? And if the average, what's the national average of premium, Doug? Is it 2,300? Is that what we read?
2,000 is the national average.
$2,000 of annual premium. All right. So you're talking about $36,000 of premium opportunity per month, per year from this one. And this is one of the smaller accounts that this technology that we have is $432,000 of premium opportunity coming through a smaller account. Most of you probably don't have a single referral partner that's referring you 200 deals a year. That would probably be most of your top level accounts. With this technology, that's now going to be like the entry point. And if you're closing, I think it's fair to say that you're going to close 65% of your referrals. But even if you just go 60, you're $259,000 a year in new business premium from a single account, from a small account. Now you look at a mid-size account. Here we've done 977, and this is a 6-month account. So these guys are doing times two. They're doing about 2,000 deals here in Dallas a year. All right, you do 2,000 deals a year, 2,000 deals a year times $2,000 of premium. You're talking about $4 million of new business premium potential on an annual basis. And if you're closing 65%, you're talking about $2.6 million a year closed from this account. Not spending a dime on Facebook. So just these two, and by the way, these two examples are right here in Dallas. I personally set them up, all right? So just from these two, you're talking about $3.1 million of new business premium, and that's suggesting that you're gonna miss 40% of those opportunities. And I think if you miss 40% of referral opportunities, we've got some issues to work with. So that's still very conservative. That's $3 million a year in new business premium from two accounts. And these are very real accounts. These are local. These aren't national providers. This isn't like, oh, you got to be able to write in multiple states. These are both in Dallas right here, writing in the Metroplex here in Dallas. All right. So, and there's probably what, 10,000, 20,000 lenders licensed in DFW. This doesn't even scratch the surface of what's possible. So when you start to see the massive opportunity, when you get in at a bigger level and you start working with real top producers, I can tell you, and I'm going to get some interviews with some of the lenders that we're working with, I can tell you that there's not a single top level producer that's going to tell you that they want you as their insurance provider because you can generate Facebook leads. In fact, most of them are going to probably just say, get the fuck out of my office. I've wanted to say that on an interview for so long. Get the fuck out of my office. That's what they're going to tell you. That's what I would tell you. If you told me, if I'm a top producer and you tell me you're going to bring me some Facebook leads, that's what I'm going to tell you. So don't get kicked out of somebody's office, please. But anyway, we want to share with you more about this technology, how it works, the do a demo for you. This is just about the conception, just to really help you understand the direction that we're going with this program. So what we're going to do in this mastermind is we're going to not only give you access to this technology, we're going to let you have access to partners that are already existing. If you're in Dallas, I can introduce you to these partners that are actively sending. We've just opened up the insurance. So the cool thing about this whole technology is you're thinking, how does this apply to me? So what am I doing exactly? All right, what this, just a real quick rundown for 30,000 foot overview. As an insurance agent, we're now opening for partners to bring you guys in to the mix to serve the 30,000 people a month that are buying homes who need insurance. Our insurance partners, as part of this mastermind, you're gonna get a piece of that pie, but you're also gonna have exclusive rights to bring on partners in your area, like the mortgage lenders, the realtors, the property managers, all of the relationships that you have, you're gonna be able to introduce to this service. And we're gonna teach you how to also, if you don't have any partnerships, we're gonna give you the scripts and the strategies and how the funnels to get in front of these real estate agents, how to get in front of the mortgage lenders, how to find these higher level producers, how to take this technology from the top down instead of weaseling your way from the bottom up like a bottom feeder. We're going to teach you the step-by-step process. We're going to give you the email scripts. We're going to give you the systems to use on LinkedIn, on Facebook, how to leverage social media to not bring value to them, but to get in front of them, to make the introductions. We're going to give you the step-by-step process of how to make those introductions, as well as we're going to let those of you who join up, we're going to give you the introductions to the people who own the companies in your area. So we're going to go and get a handful of them and make the introduction and let you get a piece of the pie of the existing business that's there. Plus, we're going to teach you how to leverage the technology and start having a different conversation with a different caliber lender and a different caliber realtor. We've actually got landing pages that are pre-built to put in front of real estate agents and actually have them applying and saying, yes, I want this technology. So you're going to have real estate agents coming in that want to use this. We're going to do all of the setting up for you. So when you find somebody that says, hey, I want this technology, we have an onboarding team. We train them. We set it up. You can see here, we've got it. You can see the source here on my screen of where these come from. You'll see that it says API. What we do and what makes our technology so much different than anything else out there is that we become part of the sales process. These are coming right out of their CRM and through an API integration. So it's not a matter of having to stay in front of them or constantly having to generate leads to keep these relationships going. Once you've solidified the relationship and you've introduced the technology, as the loan is approved, it automatically comes into your referral dashboard. You see it. So every single deal that comes through that they produce, you're getting it. You get 100% penetration through the accounts that you set up. So it, unlike going to a Keller Williams and being a preferred vendor, which gives you access to put your flyer in their fucking mailbox and sponsor every happy hour and Christmas party that they have and cold call their agents and spend hours trying to develop relationships to be one of three cards that they hand out. When you set them up with this technology, you're going to get in at the transaction coordinator level. We're going to set it up through an API integration, and every single deal that gets closed and gets approved is going to come through the system, and you're going to get a crack at as the insurance agent. So the numbers that we gave you and showed you are very real numbers for those of you who get on board, who adopt this, who open up the market. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't get on and you don't open up your market, we're aggressively marketing. We've brought on 285 partners already, and we're going to keep growing. So eventually, in the next 6 to 12 months, this is going to be the industry standard. And you're either going to get with it or you're going to get hit with it. And that's just the bottom line. So fill out the form. Let's schedule a demo. We'll show you the technology, how it works. We'll go through the pricing and get you all set up for the next mastermind.